愿大家平安。
May peace be to everyone.
请我们来看以赛亚书三十章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书的三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
十五节。
Verse 15.
还有十六节。
And verse 16. For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength. But you would not. 16. And you said, No, for we will flee on horses. Therefore you shall flee. And we will ride on swift horses. Therefore those who pursue you shall be swift.
在以赛亚先知以色列百姓啊，神的选民啊，遇到很大的危机。
The chosen people of God, children of Israel, and have met with a great crisis.
就是遇到很强的外族要来攻打他们。
They have met a very strong tribal nation that is coming to attack their nation.
从军事的力量来讲，他们差不多没有办法抵挡。
From a military standpoint, they are unable to defend themselves.
到底要怎么办？
Now, what should they do?
人遇到生活的危机，总是要想我要怎么办。
When people encounter crisis in life, they always have to figure out a solution to their problems.
但是我们在想我要怎么办，跟神在想你应该怎么办，常常有很大的不同。
But oftentimes, what we find for our own solutions, what we think is very vastly different from what God thinks should be our solution.
因为神在看事情跟我们不一样。
Because when God views a matter, He comes at it with a different perspective.
那神要解决事情跟我们也不一样。
And the way God solves problems are also a different method than our ways.
所以，他们遇到这个危机啊，神就给他们两个方法。
And therefore, when they encountered this crisis, God gave them two solutions.
所以十五节说，以色列的圣子如此说。
And verse 15 says, Lord God, the Holy One of Israel says,
神是圣的。
God is holy.
这个代表神的公义，神的权柄。
This represents his sovereignty and his justice.
这里说得救在乎归回安息。
In returning and rest, you shall be saved.
得力在乎平静安稳。
In quietness and confidence shall be your strength.
得救就是从我们所面对的问题困难要得救。
To be saved means to be rescued from the problem and crisis that we're facing.
那有一个动作我们要做，就是要归回。
And during that time, what should we be doing? We should be returning to God.
我们今天第一节来看这个。
And this is what we will study in our first session this morning.
得救，就是我们遇到很多问题，希望有一个答案。
And to be saved means we are encountering many problems that we are seeking the answer to.
要归回向神。
We would like to return back to God.
以神为中心，这样来思考。
To put God as the center point of our life in considering the problem.
以神为中心，这样来调整生活。
And to put God as the center of life in adjusting our lifestyle.
那我们的问题就渐渐可以解决。
Then our problems will slowly dissipate.
首先我们来想，人类最基本的问题是什么？
Let's consider a basic question that is faced by mankind today.
如果回到圣经来看。
If we return to the Bible.
人类最基本的问题就是离开神。
The most fundamental problem that humans face is that they have departed from God.
从创世纪看起来是这样。
From the Genesis, we can already see that.
当神造人的时候。
When God created man.
住在伊甸园里面。
When they dwelled in the Garden of Eden.
第一个，神看一切都是好的。
First, God saw that everything was good.
好的就是不需要改进。
And what is good does not need to be changed.
好的就是完美的。
And good means it's wonderful and perfect.
然后在伊甸园里，亚当夏娃蒙神祝福。
And when Adam and Eve was in the Garden of Eden, they were blessed by God.
所以又好又蒙神祝福，所以伊甸园的生活是完美的。
And so the life in the Garden of Eden was wonderful and perfect because they had God's blessing and they had all the blessings of being in paradise.
但是问题的开始就是他们被赶出伊甸园。
And the problem started when they were cast out of the Garden of Eden.
就是因为他们违抗神。
Because they rebelled against God.
出了伊甸园，问题就一大堆。
And after they departed from the Garden of Eden, they faced many problems.
所以从圣经看起来，问题一切的根源是因为离开神。
And so from the Bible's perspective, the source of all problems come from forsaking God.
就是以没有以神为中心来思考，或者生活不是以神为中心。
It is to live and to think without God as the important center point of our lives.
那对以色列百姓来讲,
And for the Israelites,
他们的生活其实已经离开了神。
The way they conducted their lives shows that they have departed far away from God.
有宗教的外表, 但是没有宗教的实质。
They had a religious outward appearance, but they did not have the substance or reality.
我们看29章以赛亚书。
Isaiah chapter 29.
以赛亚书29章。
Isaiah 29,
13节,
verse 13. Therefore the Lord said, Inasmuch as these people draw near with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but I remove their hearts far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the commandment of men.
这个地方说，以色列百姓用嘴唇尊敬我。
Here it states, the Lord says, the people draw near with their mouths.
但是心却远离我。
Honor me with your lips, but they remove their hearts far from me.
如果要拜假神或人造出来的神,
if today we are worshiping a false god or a man-made god,
有没有心不重要,
it doesn't matter if we have a heart to worship them.
因为它是假的,
because it is a fake god.
但是如果要拜真神,
but if we are worshiping a one true god,
神是一个灵,
he is spirit.
所以神要用人, 心灵跟诚实来拜他。
And therefore we must worship him in spirit and truth.
但是如果只用外表来敬拜神,
but we only worship God with our external appearance,
那心却离开神,
and yet our heart is far away from him,
那这种的信仰是有外表没有实质。
And this type of religion or faith is useless because it only has the appearance but not the substance.
那我们怎么知道 我们的信仰是真的用心来拜神呢?
And how do we examine to see if our faith is indeed true in substance and not just in appearance?
因为圣经说，一生的果效是从心发出来的。
The Bible states that all the issues of life flow from the outpouring of our heart.
我们心里面在想什么?
Whatever comes from the wellsprings of our heart,
我们心里的价值观是什么?
Our values.
我们心里面人生最后在追求什么？
Our pursuits, our contemplations,
都会很具体地表现在我们的决定跟生活里面。
It is concretely performed in all the ways that we live and the decisions we make.
那这个用外表来拜神，就是他有宗教的动作， 但是这个心却没有跟宗教的实质。
To worship God externally without the substance of the heart means that when we give to God, it is only a mere appearance with no truth.
也就是心没有变化更新。
Which means that our heart has failed to transform.
那在生活上没有改变。
And we have not changed in our lifestyles.
那这个叫做外表拜神，心离开神。
And this means that we worship God externally, but our hearts are far away from God.
那如果从第一章来，以赛亚书里看起来，
If we look at Isaiah starting chapter 1,
以赛亚时代以色列百姓的生活是神非常不喜欢。
It is the Israelites lived a lifestyle that was very despicable to God's sight.
第一个， 他们的生活没有公义。
Firstly, they live without justice.
就是在神看起来，生活里面有很多是不对的。
In God's sight, they do many things wrong in their life that was not just.
包括拜偶像。
For example, they worship idols.
包括里面有很多恶事。
And they also committed great wickedness.
那这样的生活，他没有改变。
And their lives have not changed.
但是他照样守节跟献祭。
Yet they will continue to keep the days of feasts and sacrifices.
他们觉得守节献祭就好了。
They feel that as long as they keep to the ceremonial law of keeping feasts and ceremonies.
那今天我们很容易掉到这样的一个模式里面。
And offering sacrifices is sufficient, and we often fall into the same traps today.
我们常常觉得说，哎，每个安息日我都有去聚会啊。
Oftentimes we think, oh, every Sabbath day I come to church.
那我也有献十一捐啊。
And I also offer my tithe.
我不错了。
I'm pretty good.
那这两个都做了。
Because we have done both of these things.
如果我们对基督徒到最后的结论就是守安息日、献十一捐。
But if today mere Christians are just about keeping Sabbath and offering tithe,
忘记了神所要那个信仰的实质。
Yet I've forgotten that what God desires is the true substance in our daily living.
第一个，对自己要求要行公义。
Firstly, we must expect ourselves to live justly.
第二个，对别人要有怜悯的心。
Secondly, we need to have compassion, mercy. Toward others.
第三个，在神面前要穿谦卑。
And thirdly, we must walk humbly with the Lord our God.
谦卑就是与神同行。
To be humble means to walk with God every day.
这是信仰的实质。
This is the substance of faith.
那这个信仰的实质会实际影响我们的生活。
And the substance of faith will affect our daily lives.
所以，如果我们的信仰只掉到最后守安息日跟奉献，可能我们已经差不多。跟当时以色列百姓差不多。
But if our faith is merely just keeping Sabbath or offering tithe, then our faith is no different than the Israelites that God lamented about in Isaiah.
然后来神就用先知在提醒他们。
And later God used prophets to warn them.
但是他们不愿意改变。
But they're unwilling to change their ways.
那神最后一个方法。
And the last way that God employed,
就是允许外族来攻打他们。
Which is to allow the foreign invaders to invade their nation.
那当他们遇到这么大危险的时候。
And when they met such great calamity.
他们只在想怎么来解决外面的危机。
They are only seeking to solve the surface of the problem.
所以在三十章我们看以赛亚书三十章。
And so turning back to Isaiah chapter 30.
第一节第二节。
Verse 1 and 2, Woe to the rebellious children, says the Lord, who take counsel but not of me, and who devise plans but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin. Verse 2, Who walk down to Egypt and have not asked my advice, who strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. Verse 3, Therefore the strength of Pharaoh shall be your shame, and trust in the shadow of Egypt shall be your humiliation.
所以他们看到亚述攻打他们
When they saw that Assyria was about to invade them,
所以他就要跟埃及结盟
They sought allies with Egypt.
但神就不高兴了
And God was displeased.
说祸哉，这是悖逆的儿女
Because God said, Woe to this rebellious children.
他们没有来求问我
They have not sought my advice.
如果他们求问神
If they had sought God's advice,
可能神给他答案很简单。
Then God would have given them a simple answer.
不要怕那些亚述人。
Don't be afraid of the Assyrians.
你只要回归向神。
As long as you return back to God,
神就会解决那外面的困难。
God will solve all the problems you face outside.
所以亚述来攻打那根本的原因是因为神允许他，因为你们离开了神。
So the real cause of the reason why Assyrians invade them is because they have departed from God and God allowed the Assyrians to attack them.
所以我们在信仰生活里面
So in our life of faith,
我们在看一件事情
When we view a matter,
不是只是看它的表象
We don't just deliberate based on the surface.
我遇到什么困难，我要怎么去解决
And the external solutions, how do we solve them?
我们需要看再深一点
We need to look deeper.
为什么神允许这个困难临到
Why does God allow this problem to come upon us?
那我们怎么样来在神的面前来解决这个问题
And how do we solve this problem in accordance to God's will?
所以这里才说得救在乎归回
And that is why it says here to be saved depends on returning and rest.
归回向神，我们才有办法从我们的问题来得救。
Only in returning rest shall we be rescued from our problems.
那后来在西西家王的时候
，During the time of Hezekiah，
西西家王他就懂得来归回。
Hezekiah knew to return to God.
所以在三十七章， 以赛亚书的三十七章。
So in Isaiah chapter 37.
第一节。
Verse 1. And so it was when King Hezekiah heard it that he tore his clothes, covered himself with sackcloth, and went into the house of the Lord.
这里西西家王听见亚述王要来攻打他。
And here, when Hezekiah heard the news that the Assyrians were about to attack,
而且这个亚述王讲很多毁谤的话。
And that the Assyrians had spoken in defiance of God.
那这个西西家王第一节撕裂衣服，披上麻布，进入神的殿。
And so Hezekiah tore his clothes, covered himself with sackcloth, and went into the house of the Lord.
这个进入神的殿就是一种归回的动作。
And what does it mean to walk, go into the house of the Lord? It means to return to God.
他去神的殿，也去见亚摩斯的儿子先知以赛亚。
And he went to meet the son of Amos, Isaiah.
第二节就这样讲。
Verse 2.
那从第五节开始。
And then.
以赛亚就安慰他。
From verse 2 onwards, Isaiah comforted him.
就是神一定会拯救他们。
That God will surely rescue Israel.
那到了第三十七章的三十三节。
And then in chapter 37, verse 33.
特别三十六节。
Especially in 36. Then the angel of the Lord went out and killed in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when people arose early in the morning, there were the corpse all dead.
这里说，神的使者出去，在营中击杀了185,000人。
Here states that the angel went out and killed 185,000 Assyrians.
这场战争的打法很简单。
And this type of battle was very simple.
他回归向神，神就差遣使者把亚述的兵杀掉了。
When King Hezekiah returned to the Lord, God sent his angels to kill the Assyrians, his enemy.
他归回。问题就解决了。
And so once he returned to God, his problem was solved.
那三十七节。
In verse 37.
亚述王拔营回去。
And then the Assyrians departed and went away.
那接下去他的儿子就把他杀掉，三十八节。
And following verse 38, his son killed himself.
所以亚述的威胁就结束了。
Killed the king of Syria, and so the Assyrian problem was resolved.
所以这个是一个历史的事实。
And this is a fact in history.
来印证这一句话，得救在乎归回。
To confirm the validity of the statement that in returning and rest shall be your salvation.
那今天我们在生活中有很多不同的问题。
And today in our lives we encounter many troubles.
我们现在要确定我所拜的神是谁。
Firstly, we must be convicted about the God that we worship.
然后再确定我是谁。
And then to truly know who we are.
那这两个先确定完。
And after we know these things,
我们就知道我应该怎么做。
Then we will know what we should be doing.
首先我们来看以赛亚书的第九章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 9.
以赛亚书的第九章。
Isaiah chapter 9.
第六节。
Verse 6.
以赛亚书第九章第六节。
Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6, For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
这里说有一个婴孩为我们而生。
For unto us a child is born.
在历史上有一个婴孩是为全世界人而生。
In history, there is a child that has been born to all human race.
因为婴孩嘛，所以他是一个人。
Because he is a child, so he is a human.
那政权要担在他的肩头上。
And the government will be upon his shoulder.
这个政权就是神的国，这个整个权柄要担在他肩头上。
Government represents the sovereignty and authority of the kingdom of God. It shall be on his shoulder.
那下面说，他有四个头衔。
And following, he has four titles.
第一个是奇妙测试。
Firstly, he will be called Wonderful Counselor.
这本来两个字合在一起，分开的。
In the English, it's two separate terms.
那有时候我们就方便把它合在一起。
And in Chinese, we combine them into one term.
这个孩子就是奇妙的测试。
And this child will be called Wonderful Counselor.
测试就是参谋。
And counselor is someone who gives advice.
你看每一个总统都有参谋团队。
Every president has his group of advisors.
那每一个大公司也都有参谋的团队。
And every great corporation has their own consultants.
那我们人活在地上出问题要找谁？
And so when we encounter problems in this life, who do we seek? Go to seek advice.
比方说，你如果买一部车子。
For example, when you buy a car,
Toyota的车子,
a Toyota car,
你到最后有问题, 你要去找Toyota。
When you have problems with the car, you will go find a Toyota dealer.
这是他造的,
because they manufacture this car.
所以他知道怎么修理,
and so they know how to fix his problems.
那人是神造的,
humans were created by God.
那本来神造人是没有问题的,
when God created us, there was no problem.
那现在为什么人问题这么多?
But now, why do we have so many problems that we face?
我们就要来找神啊。
We need to look for God.
为什么我们现在的生活跟你当初创造的不一样?
Why is it that our lives now are so different from the life in the Garden of Eden?
那神就给我们手册，圣经里面的手册。
God has given us a manual for living, which is the Bible.
他就会告诉我们，你本来是应该这样活，你现在就是因为活得不一样，所以你问题才会跑出来。
And so God teaches us, this is the way you should have been living, but no, now you're living in a different way, apart from the manual.
所以圣经就告诉我们，
And so the Bible teaches us how to transform, how to return to Him.
所以这个神的问题的解答是最根本的。
And so God's solution to every problem is always at its roots.
因为他造人。
Because He created us.
所以他知道怎么来给我们答案。
So He knows what kind of answer to give us.
所以如果我们去问题去找任何一个人，
And so when we take our problems to anyone,
那他给我们的答案跟圣经不一样。
And if their answers are different from the answer in the Bible,
他的答案不是最根本的。
His answer has not figured out, attacked the root of the problem.
圣经的才是最根本的。
The Bible answer addresses the root of all issues.
所以奇妙的测试。
And therefore, He is a wonderful counselor.
没有一个问题没有答案。
There is not one issue He does not know how to resolve.
所以我们会听人这样讲。
And we hear sometimes people say,
有人的地方就有问题。
Where there is people, there is problems.
有神的地方就有答案。
Where there is God, there is solutions.
那神对人类问题的答案就是主耶稣。
And God's answer to man is Jesus Christ.
回归向主耶稣，问题就有答案。
When we return to Jesus, we will have an answer for our lives.
他是奇妙的参谋。
He is our wonderful counselor.
为什么奇妙呢?
Why is He so wonderful?
因为他对问题的解决有时候简单到你没有办法相信，就这么简单吗?
Because His solution is so simple and elegant that is beyond our comprehension.
但是就是这么简单。
Yet it is so simple.
奇妙的测试。
He is a wonderful counselor.
第二个，这个小孩子叫全能的神。
Secondly, this child is called a mighty God.
就是没有一件事情他做不到。There
is not one thing He cannot accomplish.
这个人世间找不到的了。And
this we cannot find anywhere on this world.
没有一件事情他做不到。There
is not one thing He cannot handle.
我们小时候在读书的时候常常听到一句话，人定胜天。And
oftentimes we hear this proverb saying that what man determines, it is the heaven.
人一定会胜过天。That
man shall always become, overcome heaven.
你只要活到中年，你就这句话不敢讲。But
then when you grow up to middle ages, you realize that's not true anymore.
人要胜天吗?
That can man surpass the heavens?
加州不下雨，请问谁能够解决?
If California does not rain, who can solve this problem?
没有办法解决。
No one can solve this problem.
人定胜天吗?
So really, can humans surpass heaven?
有时候神的作为人没有办法违抗的。
God's ways cannot be overturned by humans.
所以他是全能的神。
So He is a mighty God.
没有一个问题他没有办法解决。
There is not one trouble or problem He cannot answer.
他是奇妙的设置, 没有一个问题他不知道怎么解决。
He is the wonderful counselor. There is not one problem He doesn't know the solution to.
但是如果听到这里啊, 那跟我也没有关系啊。
But what does this have to do with me?
他能够解决, 他也知道 怎么解决？但是他跟我没有关系，那你也没有用了。He
can solve our problems, and He knows the answer. But if He has nothing to do with us, then we don't know what to do.
所以下面一句话。
So third title.
他是永在的父。
He is the everlasting father.
永远存在的父亲。
A father that lasts forever.
他是我们的来源。
He is our eternal source.
他非常爱我们。
He loves us so deeply.
他的爱超过父母的爱。
His love surpasses our earthly fathers.
所以他也愿意帮我们解决我们的问题。
And therefore he is willing to solve our problems.
那最后他是和平的君。
And he is the prince of peace.
他要来带来神跟人的和睦。
He will bring the harmony and reconciliation between God and people.
把这个问题最根本的原因解决。
He will solve the root of all problems.
借着他的宝血洗掉我们的罪，跟神重新建立好的关系。
Through his blood, he will cleanse us from all sins so that we can reestablish a relationship of father and son with our Father, Heavenly Father.
借着他的爱,
and through his love,
使人跟人之间和睦。
So that we can have reconciliation and harmony among people.
所以一旦人跟神和睦，人跟人和睦，大部分的问题都没有了。
And if we can have harmony and reconciliation with Father in heaven, also with one another, then there will be no problems.
所以我们要确定我今天信什么。
And so today we need to know who do we believe in.
我信的主耶稣。
We believe in Jesus Christ.
他是奇妙的测试。
He is a wonderful counselor.
全能的神。
He is the almighty God.
永在的父。
Everlasting Father.
和平的君。
Prince of peace.
那我是谁？
And who am I?
我们在受洗的时候。
When we were baptized,
我们就是主耶稣的儿女。
We became the child of God.
是他所宝贵的。
His precious blood redeemed.
因为是他的宝血所拯救的。
And we are so precious because of his precious blood.
所以当我们确定主耶稣，确定我是谁。
And now we know who Jesus is and who we are.
圣经说，头发如果没有允许，连一根都不会掉。
The Bible says, if God does not permit, not one hair will fall from our heads.
所以我们的神看顾我们。
And therefore, when our God watches over us,
圣经说好像我们在看顾眼中的瞳仁。
He watches over us like the pupils of our eyes.
因此神允许我们生活发生一些问题。
As the Bible says, so when we encounter problems in this life,
最重要就是要回归向他。
The most important thing is to return back to our Lord and Master.
好，那我们再想，我们人生有几个问题，主耶稣怎么帮我们解决？
And let's look at how God will solve every single one of our problems.
主耶稣在约翰福音里面有七个自我介绍。
And the book of John, Lord Jesus has seven introductions for himself.
当然这是布道会很好的题目。
And this is a very good topic for evangelical service.
但这个七个自我介绍就是要解决人类非常根本的问题。
And these seven I am's are to resolve the basic fundamental problems that humankind faces today.
如果我们家里面有人醉酒怎么办？
If today we have someone who is an alcoholic in our home, what should we do?
这个醉酒常常反映他内心的空虚。
When a person is an alcoholic, it reflects the vanity, emptiness they have in their hearts.
那有的虽然没有醉酒。
And some, though they are not drunkards,
一天到晚离不开世俗的娱乐。
They are unable to pull themselves away from the pleasures of this world.
那这个到底在反映什么？
And what does their addiction reflect?
反映内心的空虚。
It reflects the vanity and emptiness in their heart.
那我们要怎么来解决这个问题？
So how do we solve this problem?
那有的人就抽烟。
Some people take to cigarette smoking.
有人就赌博。
Some take to gambling.
那这些都是在反映内心的空虚。
And these all reflect the emptiness in our souls.
那这个要怎么去解决呢？
And how do we solve these emptiness?
当然如果要表面解决问题， 你可以到戒酒中心， 然后怎么去戒毒。
To solve the external habits, we would go to Alcoholics Anonymous or other rescue organizations.
但是如果要根本的解决问题，要来找主耶稣。
But if we want to solve the problem at its roots, then we need to seek our Lord Jesus.
让我们不需要抽烟，不需要喝酒，不需要用毒。
And he will solve us and set us free so we no longer need to smoke, we no longer need to drink, we no longer need to gamble.
不是不可以。
It is not that we are not allowed to.
如果信仰，我们大家就听到一堆不可以，这是捆绑。
If we come and we find that we are constrained by so many Thou shalt not commands, then we shall feel very burdened.
那信仰如果变成捆绑，大概哦也没有办法持久。
But if faith becomes such a burden, then we cannot last in our faith.
但是如果不需要，这是一种自由。
But if we find that we don't need it anymore, that is a liberty for us.
那我们就一生很期望有这个信仰。
And we'll continue to seek after this faith all the rest of our lives.
我可以，但是我不需要。
And though I can, but I choose not to.
有一次我知道 Denver 去啊，一个妈妈很忧虑。
And one time when I went to Denver, there was a mother that was very worried.
因为他们现在可以自由买那个大麻。
They can buy marijuana legally in that state.
所以她很忧虑，她孩子将来如果跑到学校去再吸大麻怎么办
？And so she was worried her children might buy marijuana later on at school. What should she do?
当然，我们也给父母也给她。一些规条不可以这个不可以那样但是他离开家他要怎么办我也看不到
As parents we can lay down the law what they shall do what they should not do but after they leave the home there's no one to watch and no one to control them
好那怎么让我们的小孩子会到最后一个阶段他不需要去抽大麻
So how do we make it so our children no longer feels the need to want to take marijuana
只有一个方法了
And there's only one way
带他来找主耶稣
It is to bring them to Christ
那主耶稣的方法是什么
And what is Lord Jesus' response
约翰福音第六章
In John chapter 6
约翰福音第六章
John chapter 6
35节
35I am the bread of life. And Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
这里说我就是生命之粮。
Here Lord Jesus says, I am the bread of life.
让我们的生命得到满足，得到丰盛。
He will give us satisfaction in our life.
到我这里来必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
所以为什么主耶稣叫奇妙？这个答案太简单了，真的吗？
And why is it so easy? Why is Jesus called wonderful? Because his answer is so simple.
就是这么简单。
And it's just like this, so simple.
如果让主耶稣充满在他里面。
And we allow Jesus into our hearts.
他生命丰满，他这不根本就不会想要。
If he's filled within, there is no space left for anything else.
那主耶稣怎么充满？
And how does Lord Jesus fill our hearts?
第一个，借着他的道。
Firstly, through his word.
第二个借着他的灵。
Secondly, through his spirit.
第三个借着他的爱。
Thirdly, through his love.
如果这个三个都充满了。
If these three things are able to fill our hearts.
你走过那个大麻的地方，你看到很多人在抽，根本就不会想要。
When you walk by the places they sell marijuana, you won't even have any desire for it.
所以主耶稣他是奇妙的测试。
And therefore, Lord Jesus is the wonderful counselor.
我们回归向他，
When we return
问题就没有了。
To him, our answers will be found.
又好像说我们在家庭生活里面真的很多时候婚姻会有问题。
Similarly, in our daily life, we may encounter troubles in our marriage.
如果特别在教会外面
especially outside the church.
你到最后没有离过婚，差不多找不到。
Many people will probably be very hard-pressed to find people who have not divorced.
这不是人愿意的，这个过程是很痛苦的。
This is not something people are willing to do because the process of divorce is very painful.
但是这有时候是你没有办法避免的。
But it is inevitable in the society out there now.
但你不要，为什么没有办法避免？
And though you do not want to walk down this path, yet you cannot prevent it from happening.
而如果我们看所有离婚的原因，到最后最大的原因是个性不合。
When we look at all the issues and causes of divorce, we find that at the root of the problem, their personalities do not, they're not compatible.
那这是一个很怎么样很。大家觉得是很能接受的原因了，个性不合，你怎么勉强他住在一起
？Many people find that this answer of incompatibility is a good reason for divorce.
但是有时候虽然离婚率减低啊
，But even though the rate of marriages have decreased in the recent years.
为什么
？Why？
第一个，大家不结婚了，同居就不会离婚了。
Firstly, many people decide they won't even get married; they just live together.
第二个，当经济不好的时候，离不起婚了。
Secondly, when there is an economic downturn, many people cannot afford a divorce.
因为你要付赡养费。
Because they will have to pay alimony.
你再赔出 付出去以后生活都会有问题。
And child support, so it'll be difficult for them to sustain themselves.
那怎么能够做到最根本？我们能够享受婚姻？
So then how can we seek to solve this fundamental problem of enjoying marriage?
到最后就是要改变个性。
For we need to change our personality.
不是改变对方的个性。
Not to change the personality of the other spouse.
我们现在的问题都是一直想要改变对方，问题就是对方，只要对方改变就没有问题。
Many people seek to change the other spouse and not change ourselves.
先生想太太这样，太太也是想这样。
A husband wants the wife to change, and wife wants the husband to change.
只要他改变就没有问题。
As long as he changes or she changes, then everything would be perfect.
那两个都觉得问题就在对方，没有一个人改变，还是一样。
And both are pointing at each other that the other party will need to change, and there will be no peace.
所以如果我们来到神面前，
and so when we come to the presence of God,
这个镜子一照，
when a mirror is shown upon us,
我有问题。
The mirror of His word, we find.
这个光一照。
Had problem when the light shines on us.
看到自己黑暗的地方。
We see the darkness within.
这个标准一量。
And when a standard has been laid down by God.
我们看到自己的缺陷。
We see our shortfall.
那现在来到神的面前改变。
And now we come to the presence, Lord, and we seek to have change.
当我们一改变的时候，我们发现对方也在改变。
And when we find that we are changing within, then the other person will likewise start to change.
为什么？因为他看到我们越来越好，他也越来越好。
Because when they see us transform and improve, they will also transform and improve.
所以最根本要婚姻圆满是要改变自己。
And so the most fundamental issue in marriage is to change ourselves.
但是自己我要怎么改变？
But how can I change myself?
个性难变啊。
My personality is so hard to change.
那我们就回再找主耶稣。
And so we need to seek after Lord Jesus.
约翰福音。
John
十五章
Chapter 15.
好，约翰福音十五章
John Chapter 15.
第一节
Verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser.
再看第三节
Verse 3. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you.
第四节
Verse 4. Abide in me, and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself. Unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me.
这里主耶稣说我是真葡萄树。
Here Lord Jesus says, I am the true vine.
为什么要加一个真？
Why does he add the word true?
就这一棵葡萄树跟其他不一样啊。
Because this vine is different from the other vines out there.
这个真葡萄树是天父所栽培的。
This true vine has been nourished and planted by God, our Heavenly Father.
它里面是有神的生命的。
Inside is the life of God within.
那我是谁？
And who am I?
这里说我是枝子。
I am that branch.
那如果枝子被剪掉，没有连在一起，就枯干。
If a branch is cut off from the tree, it will wither and cannot bear fruit on its own.
所以在第四节
So in verse 4,
枝子不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。
And the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine.
那你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。
Neither can you unless you abide in me.
所以有时候我们常常会看别人其实我们忘记看自己。
So many times we examine, critique others, but we fail to look at ourselves.
我常常听人讲为什么那个人信耶稣信这么久不会改变？
And so many times people will say, how come that person has believed in Jesus for so long, but they have never changed?
十个人大概有九个人都这样问，为什么那个人信耶稣这么久不会改变？
Out of 10 people, 9 people will ask, how come that person never changes?
他的不能改变差不多绊倒我了。
And because of his lack of change, he is stumbling me.
但是很少听人讲，为什么我信耶稣这么久我不能改变？
But very few people will ask this question,I have believed in Jesus so long. How come I have not changed?
很少人问自己为什么我不能改变，都是问别人为什么不能改变。
Many people ask this question, why do other people don't change? But they fail to ask the question, why have I not changed?
那不论是别人或是我们自己。
No matter if it is others or ourselves.
答案就在这里。
The answer is here.
枝子若不常在葡萄树，自己就不能结果子。
And the vine branch does not abide in the vine; it cannot bear fruit on its own.
那你们若不藏在我里面，也是这样，也不能结果子。
Neither can you unless you abide in me.
所以要常常跟主在一起才能结果子。
So we can only bear fruit if we're constantly abiding in Lord Jesus.
紧紧连在一起。
If we're attached firmly and closely,
主耶稣的生命进到我们里面,
when the life of Jesus Christ enters into our hearts,
渐渐我们的心, 被神的爱充满,
and slowly our heart is transformed and filled with the love of God.
真的我们心被神的爱充满的时候, 我们在看人, 感觉不一样,
when our hearts are filled with the love of God, when we look at others, it is through a different set of eyes.
当我们没有神的爱的时候, 我们对别人相当的很苛了，讲话很苛。
When we have no love or mercy in our hearts, when we look at others, it is filled with a lot of judgment and criticalness.
但是当我们被神的爱充满的时候,
but when we're filled with the love of God,
我们就看一个人会很怜悯他。
When we view others, we view them with eyes of mercy.
因为很多人不是不想改变, 他真的没有办法改变。
Because many people, it is not that they don't want to change, but they have no ability to change.
他也不知道真的要靠主耶稣才能改变。
And they don't know that they shall rely on Jesus Christ to transform themselves.
所以当神的爱充满在我们里面,
and so when the love of Christ fills in our hearts,
我们人看人看事情讲话都不一样。
Then when we see people or when we view matters, everything in our perspective will change.
神的爱就借着圣灵浇灌在我们里面。
And this love is poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit.
当我们开始神的话进到我们里面，调整我们里面的观念。
And then when the word of God enters in the heart and starts to adjust our attitudes, concepts, and thinking.
忽然间我发现对错很清楚。
And all of a sudden we find that we are very clear what is right and what is wrong.
什么重要，什么不重要，很清楚。
And we are able to determine what is important and what is not so important.
当圣灵充满在我们里面。
And then when the Holy Spirit is filled within us.
我们的这个罪性渐渐就 被神性取代,
and our sinful nature will slowly be conquered by the nature of God.
罪就不能够捆绑我们。
And then sin no longer has any hold upon us.
所以我们就在改变了。
So we need to change.
我们改变了, 婚姻就好了。
When we change, our marriage shall be improved.
所以神的答案太简单, 有时候真的我们会想到就这样吗?
And so God's answer is so simple. Is it just like this?
如果家庭有问题,
if there are problems in our family,
要回归,
we need to seek to return to God.
得救在乎归回,
and returning and rest shall be our salvation.
归回向神,
to return to God.
归回向主耶稣,
return to Lord Jesus Christ.
家庭问题, 婚姻问题就可以解决,
and all the problems in our family, all the problems in our marriage shall be solved.
这是根本,
this is the fundamental issue.
这个根本如果解决了, 真的一生你会很享受婚姻。
If we can solve this fundamental issue, we shall be able to enjoy our marriage with pleasure.
那这就是信仰的好处啊。
And this is the benefit of faith.
有时候我们在想, 我们有时候对生活忧虑很多。
Sometimes we may have many anxieties and pressures in life.
那这个忧虑要怎么解决?
And how do we solve all these daily pressures?
有时候我们尽了最大的力量。
Many times we have tried our utmost.
好像生活还是有困难。
But our lives still are struggling.
我们现在看约翰福音第十章。
Let's turn to John chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章。
John chapter 10.
第十一节。
Verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep.
耶稣说我是好牧人。
Lord Jesus says, I am the good shepherd.
诗篇23篇说, 神是我的牧者, 我必不至于缺乏。
Psalms 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want.
他引导我到青草地上。
He leads me beside green pastures.
领我到可安歇的水边。
Leads me beside still waters.
这个有两个解释。
And there's two explanations, interpretations.
一个就是这个好牧人照顾我们生活的需要。
And firstly, it means that the good shepherd is taking care of our daily lives.
一个就是这个好牧人照顾我们 心灵上的需要。
And secondly, this good shepherd takes care of our daily anxieties and pressures in our heart.
所以我们生活的安全感从哪里来?
And so where is our sense of security from?
就是我有一个牧人。
We know we have this shepherd always with us.
我是他的羊。
That I am his sheep.
他会看顾我。
And he will watch over me.
他能够看顾我。
And he can and has the ability to watch over me. And he's willing to watch over me. And He is already watching over me and many others.
他已经看过我的过去。
And he has already watched over my past.
所以他会看过我的未来。
And he will take care of my future.
因为他没有改变。
Because he never changes.
只要我没有改变。
As long as I do not change my heart toward him.
对他有信心。
And continue to have faith and conviction.
跟着他走。
And continue to walk closely beside him.
我的生活就没有问题。
Then my life shall be without void.
就是这么简单。
And it is so simple.
那做我们应该要做的。
To do continually what we need to do.
我们就看我们的牧人带领我们。
Then we shall see the guidance of our shepherd.
所以当我们生活发生问题。
And so when we see problems in our daily lives.
有时候就是要让我们学习。
It is for us to learn.
归回向神。
How to return to God.
我们的问题就解决了。
If we return, our problems shall be solved.
有时候即使没有解决。
And even if our problems are not solved.
我们也能够超越它。
We can transcend these issues.
得救在乎归回。
And returning and rest shall be your salvation.
一起默祷。
Let's pray.
Amen. 我们休息。